In the NBA Finals, the Dallas Mavericks pulled off a stunning come-from-behind victory, 95-93. That evens the best-of-seven series with the Miami Heat at one game each. NPR's Mike Pesca reports that the improbable fourth-quarter comeback dramatically changes the tenor of the series.
For 3.5 quarters at the American Airlines Arena in Miami last night, the Heat's overwhelming and at times violent athleticism was transcendent. There were Dwayne Wade jams.
Takes it inside. Two-hand jam Wade.
LeBron James slams.
Right side opens up right down the gut with a right-hand jam LeBron.
And Chris Bosh putbacks.
We've seen James, we've seen Wade, and now Bosh with a thunderous follow.
As chronicled by Miami radio station 710 The Ticket and the national TV announcers on ABC, it seemed as if the Heat players had an internal bet as to who among them could tear the orange off the rims. With a little over 7 minutes left, Wade scored his 34th through 36th points with a flick of the wrist from 23 feet from the basket. But Wade also happened to be 2 feet from the Mavericks' bench, and a few of those players, Tyson Chandler among them, didn't like watching Wade and James celebrating that shot so cheerfully with so much time left.
It's just frustrating when you're out there and you're fighting, and not only are they kicking your butt, but you know they're celebrating in front of you. So we didn't want to end the night like that.
Chandler's teammates Dirk Nowitzki and Jason Kidd said they took no notice of any celebration, but Jason Terry did.
We come out of that timeout, and if we don't score, then we're pretty much dead. We looked at each guy in the huddle to a man. Me specifically looked at Dirk and said, there's no way we're going out like this.
Afterwards, LeBron James asserted and then reasserted, quote, it was no celebration at all. So it was put to James and Wade once more. There was indeed chest thumping and a kind of dance, and the Mavericks players took note. What did they have to say? Wade answered.
A celebration is confetti. Celebration is champagne bottles. That wasn't no celebration. It was a shot made, going into a timeout. Every team do something. That's the game. So if it pumped them up, they won the game. So obviously it did something.
What it did was at least mark the turning point in a monumental collapse/comeback. The respected basketball statistician Wayne Winston put the Heat's odds of winning the game at home up 15 with 6.5 minutes left at 99.978%. A fellow researcher thought Winston overestimated things. The real odds were 99.592%. In any case, the Mavericks grabbed either that 0.4 or 0.02% lifeline and pulled. They went on a 20-2 run, culminating in a Dirk Nowitzki three-pointer. Then, after the Heat finally put some points on the board to tie the score with seconds left, the Mavericks took over, which means Nowitzki took over. It quieted the American Airlines Arena crowd with a driving layup. That meant this series would go to Dallas tied at one. So now it's much more uncertain where the champagne and confetti will wind up, other than in certain definitions of celebration. Mike Pesca, NPR News, Miami.